بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أباد. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. We begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, our mentor, our teacher, our guide, Nabiyya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, you and I know that these days that we find ourselves in, these are no ordinary days. They are days of remembrance, reflection, and spiritual preparation, a time for reflection and remembering what it means to trust when the path ahead of us is unknown. When the path ahead of us is unknown. And as we enjoy the spirituality and the radiance of these blessed days, we turn our hearts towards Makkatul Mukarramah, not just to its buildings, but to its legacy, its people, and to those who first walked upon its sand without anything but faith. The legacy is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling his followers that one day they will go to a place called Misr, Egypt. So they should treat the people well because they have the right to kingship. They are the descendants of our mother Hajra alayhi salam, who was the mother of Ismail alayhi salam. And the legacy of Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha is just not a story, but it provides a blueprint for survival, lessons in sabr, signs that struggle comes before relief, and that Zamzam comes after the run. Zamzam comes after the run. Ibrahim alayhi salam was traveling with his wife Sarah alayhi salam to find a new place to settle and to give da'wah. Interesting story. Listen, my respected elders and friends. As recounted in a very lengthy hadith in Sahih Bukhari, they pass through Egypt, where there is a tyrant king who takes attractive women and kills their husbands. In Egypt, there was this tyrant king who takes attractive women and he kills their husbands. So that's when Ibrahim alayhi salam was asked about Sarah alayhi salam. He said, she is my sister, meaning that she is my sister in faith, trying to avoid this king. Nevertheless, the king summoned Sarah alayhi salam because she was a very beautiful and attractive woman. And he began to approach her. he began to approach her. She called upon Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. What a beautiful dua. And she made this dua when the king was approaching her. She said, Allahumma in kunta amantu bika wa bi rasulik fala tusallit ala al-kafir. She made this dua. She said, oh Allah, if you know that I believed in you and I believed in your messenger, then do not empower this oppressor over me. Do not give this oppressor a chance over me as he was approaching her. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that this king was overtaken by a temporary paralysis. He froze and he started having seizures. You with me? She then said, oh Allah, if this king dies, people will say that I killed him, and they in turn will kill me. They in turn will kill me. So Allah made him regain his ability and he started to approach her again. She made dua a second time and it happened to him the same, but his shaking became more severe. She called out again and he said, oh Allah, if he dies, people will say that I killed him, so do not let him die, just protect me from his harm. Allah protected her again. The third time, the king came at her again and approached her, not learning his lesson. She made dua again against him, and the shaking became even more severe. When he came out the third time, after she said, oh Allah, don't let him die, because if he dies, people will think I killed him and they will kill me. The third time he called his guards and he said, what have you sent me? You sent me a devil. This woman is not a normal woman. She is a jinn. Get rid of her. But give her a ajr. Give her a compensation. Send someone with her to get her away from me, so she does not harm me. And this compensation that was given to Sarah was a slave girl named Hajar alayhi salam. And it was not her name, but Hajar literally means ha ajruki. Ha ajruki. Here is your reward. Subhanallah. That is what it means. Like I got a hajra, Allah said, here is your reward. Says I'm getting white also in the process with this reward of mine. Nevertheless, so the guard said to Sarah, take her, yourself and your brother, and please leave this place. Just go away from here. Just go away from here. So during the travels, Hajara alayhi salam, she observed the iman of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sarah alayhi salam, and she becomes a believer and she accepts iman. And just as Sarah alayhi salam was truthful to her iman, so true was Hajra alayhi salam, who went, Allahu Akbar, look how Allah turns tables. Subhanallah, what lessons we can take, my friends. She goes from being the servant of a Pharaoh. She goes from being a servant of a Pharaoh to becoming a servant in the household of a Nabi of Allah. And not only that, becoming the wife of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibrahim alayhi salam takes Hajra alayhi salam as his wife and she gives birth to Ismail alayhi salam. Moving on, Ibrahim alayhi salam takes Hajra alayhi salam, this believing woman, with the only son Ismail to Makkah al-Mukarramah. And this was a time when the foundations of the Ka'batullah, this was a time when the foundations of Baytullah was buried under the sand to be rebuilt one day in the future. So Ibrahim alayhi salam knows that he is in sacred territory, and he knows that he is in the vicinity of the sacred house of Allah, where he should not ask any questions. Allah tells him to submit, and he says, I submit. Crude mountains, hot deserts, no water, no buildings, no people, no tribes. Ibrahim alayhi salam sets up a little area for Hajar and Ismail alayhi salam. He gives them some dates, some water, and then with great sadness he starts to walk away. Imagine how painful it must have been for Ibrahim alayhi salam, because all his life he made this dua for a child and an heir. All his life he made this dua that, oh Allah, give me a child and give me an heir who will carry my name. And now he has to leave him in a desert. When Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam was leaving, Hajra alayhi salam said to him, Ya Ibrahim, Aina tadhhab? Oh Ibrahim, where are you going? Watatrukuna bihadi alwadi? You're leaving us in this valley, alladhi laysa fihi insun wala shay'un. There is absolutely no body to be found here. There is no one here. There is no life here. There is absolutely nothing here. فَقَالَتْ لَهُ ذَلِكَ مِرَارٌ. And she asked this question repeatedly, that Ibrahim, where are you going? Today the wife asks you, where are you going? You scrapbook. Yeah, she's asking, where are you going? You're leaving us in a place where there is no life, nothing at all. She repeatedly asked him, but he did not turn to respond. Then she then asked him, and she said, Allah alladhi amaraka bihada? Did Allah command you to do this? Did Allah ask you to leave us behind? And he said, فَقَالَ نَعَمْ. He said, yes, Allah asked me. Then she said, إِذَنْ لَا يُضَيِّعُنَا. If that is the case, then Allah will never. Allah will never leave us. Ibrahim alayhi salam walks away with great sadness as he disappears from her sight. This is exactly where many scholars of the Quran and Mufassirin say is the moment where Ibrahim alayhi salam turns back and he cries and he makes his famous dua. And he says, Rabbana inni askantu min durriyati biwadin ghayri dhi zar'in inda baytika al-muharram. That, oh Allah, I have settled some of my descendants in an uncultivated valley, your sacred house, oh Allah, so that they may establish prayer. So make the hearts of people inclined towards them and provide for them from your fruits that they may be grateful. Nevertheless, after some time, all the water that she had and the milk had gone dry and had finished. Both mother and son become thirsty, a single drop of water to be found. She becomes desperate and she runs between the hills of Safa and Marwa, hoping to find somebody who could assist and help her. She repeated it several times, but no one to be seen. However, when she reached the Mount Marwa for the seventh time, she heard a voice. She kept quiet and listened to the voice attentively. The voice was heard again, and Sayyidina Hajra alayhi salam then said, قَدْ أَسْمَعْتُ إِنْ كَانَ عَلَيْكَ غِوَاذًا. that, oh, whoever you may be, you have heard me, hear your voice. Have you got something to help me? She sees an angel at the place of Zamzam, digging the earth with his heel or his wing, till water flowed from that place. She started to make a basin around it, using her hand in this way, and started filling her water skin with water with her hands, and the water was flowing out after she had scooped it from her fingertips. When the water started gushing, she was afraid that it would burst out and then dry up on the surface. So she carved the area of the well of Zamzam to contain the water. My respected elders and friends, today while we reflect on the sacred history, while we reflect on the sacred history, we cannot ignore the pain of our brothers and sisters in Gaza. They too are crying out. They too are running, not between Safa and Marwa, but between the rubble of homes, hospitals, and schools. They are searching. They are surviving. And they are believing like Hajra alayhi salam. They are also holding on to nothing but dua and hope. And so we say today, if Zamzam could gush forth from dry earth for a crying child, listen to these words, my friends. If Zamzam could gush forth earth for a crying child, then know that Allah's mercy can gush forth for the people of Gaza also. Know that Allah's mercy can gush forth for the people of Gaza also. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever places their trust in Allah, Allah will be enough for them. Thousands of years later, her great-grandson, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would stand on the same Mount of Safa, right next to the well of Zamzam, and call out to his people to believe in Allah. He calls out to them and he says, if I were to tell you there is an army on the other side of this mount, would you believe me? They replied, of course we would believe you. You are a sadiqul ameen. You are the most truthful and the most trustworthy. We always believe you. You have never lied. Then he tells them, I am the messenger of Allah. And they turn away from him. His uncles curse and mocks him. His people turn away from him. And he is standing alone on Mount Safa, watching everyone walk away. Think about him, watching the people turn their backs, in the same place that Hajra alayhi salam was left completely alone thousands of years earlier. All of the people he thought that loved him, they turned their back and they walked away against him. In life, the very people who you trusted, the very people who you loved, will also one day walk away from you. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ My respected elders and friends, imagine that painful moment that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam standing on Safa, that kind of loneliness is different. The Nabi of Allah made dua as he would go through the ritual. The dua in, between Safa and Marwa is a dua that can be from your heart, in your language, whatever you want to say. But the one described and prescribed by the Nabi of Allah that he said at Safa and Marwa every time teaches us to say, La ilaha illallah wahda. That, oh Allah, there is nobody besides you. Oh Allah, there is nobody besides you. My respected learners and friends, this month is not just about rituals. It is about our faith in hope. Hope under pressure, and trusting in Allah when the world turns away from you. Let this dua echo in your heart that, oh Allah, bring forth Zamzam for the people of Gaza. That, oh Allah, you never forget the forgotten. Oh Allah, you never lose your people. Faith doesn't stop the storm, but it gives you shelter in the midst of the storm. Faith doesn't stop the storm, but it gives you shelter in the midst of it. Gaza's people, like Hajra, are running not in a ritual, but in our prayers be their support. May our du'as be their support, and may Zamzam rise again, not from the ground this time, but from our collective hearts. My respected elders in Zamzam, Zamzam doesn't come before the run. It came after struggle. Faith always comes before relief. Today the people of Gaza are running, not between hills, but through ruins, not for water, but for survival. They are searching, they are crying, they are hoping, just like Hajra alayhi salam did. If my Allah brought forth water from the desert for one believing woman, if my Allah brought forth from the desert a well, till today it's running for one believing woman, I have hope in my Allah that He will bring mercy to the people of Gaza. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن نهج نهجه أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله عز وجل وطاعته والتمسك بسنة حبيبه صلى الله عليه وسلم أيها المسلمون لقد اجتمعت في هذا الأسبوع فضائل متعددة منها يوم عرفة ثم يوم النحر ويوم العيد وأيام الأضحية والتشريق أما يوم عرفة فيوم شرفه الله وعرفه ووصفه بيوم الغفران والعتق من النيران وبشر بذلك الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أمته بقوله صيام يوم عرفة إني أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي بعده والسنة التي قبله رواه الإمام مسلم نسأل الله التوفيق ولا تنسوا أنكم في العشر الأول من ذي الحجة من أحب أيام السنة إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى يكفي لفضل يوم عرفة أن الله تعالى أكمل فيه للمسلمين أحكام دينهم وأتم نعمته من الإسلام، حيث أعلن سبحانه وتعالى: اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. يقول عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه: والله إني لأعلم المكان الذي نزلت فيه واليوم الذي نزلت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عشية عرفة في يوم الجمعة. وقال تعالى: واذكروا الله في أيام معدودات. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمدٍ عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم، منصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين، رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكر الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. Brothers, let us ensure that our steps are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line, standing as close as possible, filling all the gaps. And while we're doing that, alhamdulillah, we are blessed today with such a beautiful day, a day in which Allah's mercy descends in great amounts. And it is on this day that Shaytan is seen most saddened, humiliated, and depressed. Why? Because he sees all the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend on the ummah. So all his hard work for the whole year goes to waste because the ummah turns forgiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah forgives in great numbers. One day like this, the day of Arafah, is equivalent to 10,000 days in virtue, subhanallah. So let us spare a few moments today, also being the day of Yawm al-Jum'ah, the time between Asr and Maghrib is very, very productive time, very mubarak and blessed time. Spare a few moments to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying our heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also on this day we have the opportunity to spend in the path of Allah subhanallah. Who knows that inshallah from this day onwards, Allah will open our treasures and Allah will open our lives with happiness and barakah inshallah. So let us donate generously to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this intention that Allah make it easy for the ummah and Allah make it easy for one and all, inshallah. Brothers should take note of the times of the Eid Salah as well. Inshallah, our normal venue at the Marks Park ground, 7 o'clock, inshallah, will be the Eid Nasiha, and quarter past 7 sharp, inshallah, will be the Eid Salah. Inshallah, try to come early, try to arrive early. We know generally brothers are rushing on this Eid, trying to slaughter and get the work done, inshallah. So let's try to arrive early so that the work can get done. Assistance required for setting up as well as cleaning up thereafter, inshallah. Allah bless us all, inshallah, and accept all our sacrifices, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah. Qad qamati as-salah, qad qamati as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على محمد وآله. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.